BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Supreme Court in Mexico has decriminalised abortion throughout the country. The decision is part of a trend in Latin America of loosening restrictions on abortion. Mimi Swaby reports.
The court's decision to decriminalise abortion is based on its findings that the current ban is unconstitutional. The unanimous decision now obliges all public health institutions to provide abortion services to any individual who requests them. It also prevents medical personnel from being criminalised for conducting a termination. 2 years ago, the court ruled that abortion was not a crime in Mexico's northern state of Coahuila, thus opening the way for women across the Catholic-majority country to access the procedure without fear of prosecution. 12 out of Mexico's 32 states have already legalised abortion, starting with the capital, Mexico City, in 2007.
The United States has announced another $1 billion worth of aid for Ukraine. The announcement was made by the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, in Kiev. Naomi Iqbal reports from Washington.
The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, arrived in Kiev to do two things: double down on US support for Ukraine's counteroffensive, but also make the political case back home here that committing billions of dollars to assist in the war effort against Russia is worth it. This new package includes economic and military assistance. In total, the US has committed more than $60 billion in aid since the invasion began. There is growing concern that the push on the battlefield isn't delivering strong enough results, but Mr. Blinken said progress was being made.
A US federal judge has ordered the state of Texas to remove floating barriers along a stretch of the Rio Grande River, aimed at preventing migrants entering the country from Mexico. The barrier was announced by the Republican governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, in June. The Biden administration says the floating barrier impedes border patrols, endangers migrants' lives, and damages US-Mexico relations. The U.S. special counsel investigating President Biden's son, Hunter, says he will seek an indictment by the end of this month. It's not clear what charges David Weiss plans to file against Hunter Biden. Here's Sean Dilley.
Hunter Biden had hoped this case would have been resolved before now. He had reached a deal with prosecutors in Delaware to plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax fraud charges. In exchange, he'd enter into a diversion deal that would see him escape possible prison time and a felony firearms conviction for lying about his drug use on a gun application form. The arrangement had been heavily criticized by Donald Trump supporters, who saw it as too lenient. The tax fraud case, which was theoretically unrelated, fell over when the judge in that case questioned the plea deal's legality and the extent of immunity it would have offered Mr. Biden against other charges.
BBC News. A former head of the Israeli intelligence agency has accused the country's government of enforcing an apartheid system in its treatment of Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. Tamir Pardo, who headed the Mossad spy agency from 2011 till 2016, joins a growing list of retired Israeli officials who've claimed that Palestinians have been relegated to second-class status in the West Bank. An election tribunal in Nigeria has rejected both petitions brought by two presidential candidates in February's poll. President Bola Tinubu's victory had been challenged by his two main opponents, Atiku Abubakar and Peter Obi. Chris Awoko reports.
In a process that was critical of the lack of evidence provided to support the claims of rigging brought by the opposition's People's Democratic Party and Labour Party, the court declared that Bola Ahmed Tinubu was validly elected and awarded costs against the challengers. The tribunal ruled that, quote, it is unimaginable that petitioners will allege widespread rigging in 176,000 polling units without stating the specific places where the alleged irregularities occurred.
More than a dozen people are now known to have died as a result of torrential rains which have been sweeping Greece, Turkey and Bulgaria. In Greece, some regions received up to 800 millimetres of rain, more than normally seen in a year, leaving towns underwater. A baby grand piano that the late Queen star Freddie Mercury used to compose some of the band's greatest hits has sold at auction in London for $2 million. Sotheby's earlier sold his original manuscript for the song Bohemian Rhapsody for $1.7 million. The document contains his notes in pen and pencil, which reveal the hit was originally called Mongolian Rhapsody.